You mentioned in the loft in the barn. What did you call upstairs in the house? Was that a second?
We just called it upstairs room.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
When you store things like that, how would your wife refer to it? Would she say, "We ought to get rid of that old something," or how did she?
Well, anything that she didn't want to keep, of course, she throwed it away. But anything she wanted to keep, we'd say, "Well, we'll put it up in the loft."
Would she call it plunder or a junk, or how? What would she call it?
Just come mostly junk, I think.
Junk. Yeah. Some people used to say plunder, I guess, for that.
Yeah.
That right?
Yeah. Plunder, junk, either one. Mm-hmm. Either one way.
And then you, after you built the Elon, you used these two rooms for
bedrooms.
Both of them bedrooms.
Yes.
I noticed this porch. Did you have anything over the hall door here?
Well, there was a porch come on out over that. It wasn't in the front of the house. It used to be the front. This side here, there wasn't no porch there.
Did you have anything over the door to keep the rain off?
No.
When people have a little roof
over
a door like that.
That's called a stoop, I think.
Is that a stoop?
I believe they call it a stoop.
You see quite a few can buy them right now, just a little roof and keep the rain off. Okay, and in the living room, what's the furniture? What furniture did you have when you started out?
Well, it wasn't too much when I started out. Just a couch and some chairs and table and such things as that, dresser maybe.
Did you have a fireplace?
Yes, sir, there used to be a fireplace in both rooms. I don't remember the fireplace in the front room. That's the room this way. But I have used the fireplace in the other room. We used that as a living room a lot of times when the first one over there. But we had a storm kind of struck that part of it one night and blew the tree down on that chimney, and I just walled it up then.
When you burned, did you burn wood?
Yes.
When you burned the wood, how did you hold up the wood off the in the fireplace?
Had what you call dog irons, hand irons, and they was made, well, I had an upright piece here to hold your wood, you know, and then down here then they made a crook and then went right straight out and then another crook in to hold them up. That is to hold your wood up off the hearth, fireplace.
And over the top of the fireplace, did you have a place for the clock or something?
Yeah, the mantelpiece, they called it.
And would you tell me how you used to start a fire? How would you get going? So that
well, you put your wood and kindling in there, and we got to where we used a coal oil cob. Keep a cob in a coal oil, you know, a long time, and then put that under there and stick a match to it and actually had a good fire.
How about the big piece of wood that would be that would last a long time?
That is called a back stick.
And then you put that on the kindling first, and the back stick.
I put your back stick on and then